of Independence, remember, is nothing less than a justification of revolution against an established government. The signers of the Declaration knew they might share the disastrous fate of Algernon Sidney. John Locke discusses the right of revolution in his second treatise, and the influence of this treatment on Jefferson is unmistakable. Even Jefferson's choice of words often reflects the work by Locke written a century before. To illustrate this point, we shall compare a few passages from the Declaration with similar passages from John Locke. Here is Jefferson.
Whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness.
And here is Locke.
When the government is dissolved, the people are at liberty to provide for themselves by erecting a new legislative, differing from the other, by the change of persons, or form, or both, as they shall find it most for their safety and good.
Here again is Jefferson.
Mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed.
And here again is Locke.
People are more disposed to suffer than right themselves by resistance.
Here is Jefferson.
But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces